Hello.
Good morning, James. This is Peter here from the National Crime Agency. Yeah, how are you doing?
Not good.
Okay, you had your breakfast?
Yes.
Right. And are you in front of your computer at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, can you just turn on the computer for once?
It's on.
Okay, let me just turn this on. Okay, now we are putting the security from our end. Okay, so it will take some time, so we need to upgrade the firewall security.
Come on now, look, mate, you've bloody ripped me off already.
I'm sorry?
You've ripped me off already.
What do you mean by that?
You've taken money out of my account.
What do you mean?
Can I be more clear?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how I can.
Yeah, tell me what happened.
There's money gone out of my account.
No money
has authorized by, not authorized by me.
Like what money?
Dollars and cents, that money.
No, like, what did I ask you till now, that any of your personal information, James?
No, you didn't ask me, but you got it off, you got into my computer and got it there.
I'm not getting into your computer. We are connected to the security server. Now tell me that what happens, that... why you have said to me that I have tried to do something wrong with your money? Like, what happened? Could you just explain it to me?
Money, $10,000 disappeared out of my account.
$10,000 is tried to be made from your account?
It's gone from my account.
It is not gone from your account. Who told you that?
Bank.
You have called up your bank or like your
I
bank?
I have called up my bank.
Okay. And what did they say to you?
They said there was almost $10,000 gone out of one account.
They said, no, not at all. Not at all. No money has been taken out. You can able to log into your bank and check your statement.
Well, you know, there's none gone out, do you?
No, I'm pretty sure that we haven't done anything wrong to you, all right? Now, we are from the National Crime Agency.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think that National Crime Agency will gonna do these sort of things? You can check your statement by your own self that if any money has been taken out, I'll be the held responsible person for that.
Well, it happened just after I was speaking to you last night.
Okay, and when your bank has called you?
Last night.
Last night. Now, as you know that we are from the National Crime Agency, we don't live...
Yeah, well, that's a, you know, It's easy to say.
Okay. Now, we don't deal with any local branches, James. We deal with the fraud department of your bank. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, it seems why did you have to get into my computer?
We are not getting into your computer. You have connected to the security server. Now, basically, we have suspect that there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on through your personal details. That is the reason why we have, I have been appointed for your case about this investigation. Okay. So, as you know, that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any branches. We directly deal with the branches.
Easy to say that, but you could be Joe Blow from down the road for all I know.
Now, if I have a motive to do something wrong with it, I can simply ask you about your card information, your card details, or your banking information. Okay. Now, we didn't ask you any of this information because you...
No, you got it straight off the computer.
No, I'm not been, doing these sort of things. And I'm not see your computer or something like that. You have connected to the security server of National Crime Agency. So it's not a human being that can see or control your screen or something like that. You are connected to a server. So I have told you yesterday, we have told you head office to keep an eye on your bank account so that nobody can able to steal any money from your bank account, correct?
Most unusual that 10,000 went out last night.
Okay. Now, let me tell you that as we have suspect that there were 3 transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts. I'll let you know the figures as well so that we can make a note of it, James.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since day before yesterday, there were 3 transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts. The first transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, the first transaction was about $25,000. That is day before yesterday in the morning at 9:30.
Yeah, well, you can say that, but I've got no proof of that.
Okay, now the second transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, the second transaction was about $18,000. That is the day before yesterday at about 2:35.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the most recent transaction was yesterday night. That was $9,900, which is tried to be made and attempted from your ANZ Online Advantage account, which has been tried to be made and attempted. But whomsoever, all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank.
No, the 9,001 was successful.
No, the
bank blocked it before.
These were the 3 transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account till that time. These were the 3 transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts already. So, that's why I said that I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, and I have asked them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment. So they have confirmed it to me that these were the transactions which has been tried to be taken out from your bank account since day before yesterday. But no money has been taken out because your bank fraud department, which is based in Sydney, they have found it suspicious. So they have rejected and declined all the transactions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have raised a question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is the case, then why doesn't James doesn't receive any calls from the bank? I believe you haven't received any calls because yesterday you have mentioned to me that you haven't had any calls from the day before yesterday regarding any transactions. Am I correct?
I queried the bank about a transaction last week, I think I told you that.
Not the last week, like day from day before yesterday, have you received any calls from the bank?
No.
Okay. So I have raised a question that why doesn't James doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Now, your NZ fraud department has confirmed to me that it was not an internet banking transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted because you haven't done any internet banking. Okay? Am I correct?
Oh, I do. Internet banking.
Yeah, you do internet banking, but you haven't made these transactions that I have mentioned.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So your bank fraud department has confirmed it to me that all these transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted, it was a branch transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your local branch of your ANZ bank itself. And all these transactions has been approved from the local branch employees of your ANZ bank itself. Do you know what does that mean?
What, do you reckon they've been, the local branch haven't been stopping them, has it?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean, the local branch hasn't been stopping these fraudulent transactions, or what?
No, basically, the thing is that your fraud department of your ANZ bank, they have suspect that there were some person inside the bank of your ANZ bank itself who is helping the hackers to stealing all the money from your bank account and who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. You got that?
So
they have suspect there were some employees who are working in the bank of your ANZ bank itself who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. Because there are a couple of things which is indicates that yes, there is a local branch employee's involvement in this case, James. The first one is that if there would be no employees involvement in this case, then why doesn't you received any calls from the bank regarding any transactions? Am I correct?
Oh, I haven't received a call from the bank.
Yes. So that's what I say. If there would be no employees involvement, then why doesn't you receive any calls from the bank regarding this transaction that I have mentioned about 25,000, 18,000, and 9,900. And the second one is that if this transaction has been tried to be made and attempted, then how come without your permission, your branch is approved all these transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted? Because you see that, let me tell you some banking rules and regulations, James. Whenever you are trying to send some money to somebody, it might be $10 or it might be $100,000. It needs two approvals. There were two sorts of verification will be required of each and every payment. One is from the local bank and one is from the fraud department of your bank. The employees, they have to put their thumb impression on a biometric device. It will capture all the information of that particular bank employee. Then only a payment will get approved. It's from the boot of the bank. If your local branch will approve any transaction, directly go to the head office and they will gonna cross verify it. If they find it suspicious, they will gonna reject the transaction, or if they find it legit, they will gonna also approve the transaction. Then only money can be deducted from your bank account. Now here in your case, that all these transactions has been approved from the local branch authorities of your NZ bank itself, but your bank fraud department, they have find it suspicious, so they have rejected all the three transactions. Do you got that?
Oh, well, yeah, I wouldn't know whether that's right or wrong.
I couldn't get that. What you are thinking, I don't understand that. Like, you are, do you think that I'm trying to joke with you, or like, it seems like it's, you are no longer interested about this conversation.
Well, I've always been told not to share any of these numbers with anyone.
You didn't share any numbers to me.
No, but you got into my computer and you...
We are not to consider what you are talking about. You are telling me this same thing. And you have told me this
for the last five minutes.
I have told you that we are not into your computer. Then why you are keep saying the same thing?
Well, you got me to bring up all my accounts in, you know, in Z.
So you have done that by your own self. I didn't ask for any of your personal information.
You did. You asked me to log in to my accounts.
So if you ask me to log in into my bank account, do you think that you can able to see whatever I'm doing on my computer?
You asked me to log in.
Yeah, if you ask me to log in onto my bank, do you think that you can able to see whatever I do on my computer?
No, but you had me holding the phone up and you were...
It is from the server. You have connected to the server. It's not a human being that can control or see your screen. We have connected to the secured server. So we are not authorized to ask you any of your personal details or information. Now, you see that the hackers who are trying to steal your money, that people are belong to your local branch of your NZ bank itself. Now that is the reason why, you see that you keep have to face this sort of problem. That from the, in the beginning also you have to face this problem, that somebody is trying to steal money from you. And basically what are the things which has been happening here, that the local branch employees of your bank, they are making false invoices, they are making false statements, and you are getting involved about these fraudulent activities because they are using your identifications for that.
It just seems highly coincidental that it was about 6:30 last night, just 9,900.
Yeah. That transactions is also been tried to be made and attempted out of your local branch of your NZ bank itself.
Yeah, but I say it seemed quite coincidental. Just after I'd been speaking to you, just now flashed up on my screen here a security warning with that any desk symbol in it.
Okay, now basically, James, the thing is that your local branch employees of your bank is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. Now that is the reason why they are you know, like they are being connected with your network and they are trying to make some fraudulent activities out of your bank account already.
Well, I'm sure they'd have been sacked by now.
Okay, now there are 10 to 15 employees who are working in the bank. Now, everyone is not the hacker, correct?
In the local branch, there's never any more than two.
No, you can able to see only two, but there are lots of departments in the local bank. There would be some tellers, there would be some accounts team, there would be some managers.
Not the local branch here. Not the local branch here.
But do you know that how many people are working in the bank? They don't work for the, you know, like they don't work in the bank, like inside the bank. Like there are lots of, like in a bank, do you think that only two employees will gonna work for a bank and two employees can run a bank? Do you think that, James?
Well, it's only open up for about 4 hours a day.
Like each and every bank, they have some team, like they have some team, like there are some tailors, there are some accounts team. Maybe they don't go to the bank on that time, but that doesn't mean that only two persons can able to, you know, like they can't run a bank. Only two persons can't run a bank. Right. There are, in total, in your local branch employees, there are 10 to 15 employees who are working in the bank. Now, everyone is not the hacker.
No, it's a little town and everybody knows who works in the bank here.
Well,
might be more than two employees, but there's only ever two, never any more than two in the bank.
Yeah, not in the bank, like, do you think, now...
What, do you reckon they're working from home?
Yes, yes. Do you think, James, now just think logically, do you think that you and me can able to run a bank as a renowned bank that is AMZ Bank?
Well, it doesn't...
It's not possible.
If it's only a little branch, if you got any major thing to do, you have to go to a branch further afield. You want to borrow money to buy a farm or something, you've got to go to another branch.
Okay, now, there are some person who are working in the bank who is doing this. Now, everyone is not the hacker, I'm not telling you that who is the exact person is, because we don't know that. Because there are lots of people who are working for the bank. There are the few persons, like they work for the branch, and they are making false statements, and they are making false invoices. So that is the reason what was happened here, that inside the bank, there are some employees who are working and they are helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. Now, do you think that, James, we know that the hackers that belongs to your bank, that you can simply go to the bank and ask them that who is the person who tried to steal my money? Do you think that the person would come and they would gonna ever confess to you, yes, James, I'm the person who is tried to steal money from you? Do you think that?
No, but the bank should know, and they should be out the door in 10 minutes.
Yes, like if you will gonna go down to the bank and ask them this, do you think that the culprit would come and they would gonna ever confess to you that? That yes, I'm the person who touched the money. Definitely they would gonna run away and the whole work will be get busted. We can't ever tackle down. Okay.
If you know that the locals are the ones doing it, well, they can quickly be identified, I'd say, with the few that work there.
No, they won't gonna identify it because you don't know that how many people are involved with these cyber crimes. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just try to log in into accounts and check that? Because your fraud department, they have blocked your account. Okay? You can already check for these local branch employees. They have blocked your bank account. Can you just check your statement and just let me know?
It was wasn't the local branch that shut it down.
No, not the local branch, the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney. So can you just log in into accounts once?
What, to my bank?
Yes. Yes.
No, it's blocked.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
I tried this morning and it's blocked.
Okay, can you just be on that banking page and to let me know what do you see over there?
Well, I can't get on the banking page.
Okay, go to the bank page and do let me know what do you see.
Well, I've got to try and log on, but I can't get in.
Yes, I will gonna let you know. I will gonna help you. I will gonna log in into your accounts and what you need to do to save your money and your identification from these hackers.
Oh, well, I say I can't get into it. I tried this morning and it's blocked.
Scroll on the page. Scroll down the page to the bottom.
I'm not going to log in because I did this morning and it's blocked.
Give a click on login.
No, I tried this morning and it's blocked.
So login into your account, that's what I said. I need to show you something.
Well, I think I'll be showing you my login details.
You are not showing. Why are you talking like an idiot?
Well, I don't consider it an idiot. I've been told time and again, don't give your login details to anyone.
What details I'm asking you? You are not giving me any details, and I don't even ask
you. No, but you can see, if I log in here now, you can see what they are.
I cannot see. If an motive to do something wrong with it, I can simply ask you about your personal details.
If I log in now, you're watching, you can see what I'm
no,
doing.
No, we cannot see your screen. We are instructed by the server. We cannot see your screen.
Well, why did you just tell me to go to the bottom of the page?
I said you need to log in into a bank properly. There should be a number you can able to see over there to contact. That's what I said.
Yeah, when I went over there, you said scroll down to the bottom.
God. I said you need to log into your bank properly. There you can able to see the numbers where you can call on the bank and can unblock your account.
Another security warning just come up. Any desk.
Okay, can you just... I need to show you something. You have to call up the bank and you have to unblock your account first.
Well, I don't think they'll just, if I ring them up, I don't think they'll just unblock it.
I am telling you that what is going on. I have told you that the inside the bank employees of your bank who is trying to steal your money. And your bank employees won't want to confess to you that yes, they are the person who is trying to steal the money from you.
Yeah, well, I'll be happy to leave my account blocked for a while until it gets sorted out.
And they can steal all the money from you then?
What's that though? Well, they can't steal it while my account's blocked.
Yes, they will.
Not internally, you reckon? I'll run that risk.
If you don't do this, then if you don't cooperate with me, then how can I help you?
Well, I've got to be sure in my mind that you're trying to help me.
What do you mean?
If any desk icon, what's that up to? Why did you get that installed on my computer and the phone?
You can not do this any desk. We are helping you. We are helping you to get into your personal details.
With any desk?
Yes. You need to unblock your account first. I will gonna help you out.
I'll sort that out with the bank. Yeah.
If you don't do this, you will be losing all the money out of your bank accounts. And we didn't ask you any of your personal information. You see that you are connected to the national. Connected to the National Crime Agency at the moment.
Yeah.
Can you see that you are connected to National Crime Agency?
Well, I could have written that there, I suppose.
Just give me a moment. Why you are closing this page?
Well, got information on it.
No, it's not any information we are asking you. We are not asking you any of your personal information. You are not letting us to help you. Why you are doing this, James?
Well, I'm wary. Maybe I'm being too wary. But
if you don't cooperate with me, then we can't able to help you further to catch down these hackers.
No, but how can I be sure that?
I will gonna show you. Now check your account that we have locked your profile for security reason. Please call us to resolve this issue. Can you see that?
Oh, well, that's the bank, I expect.
Yes, that's the bank. Now take the number, which is 133350.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Now, this is the number of your bank where you have to call on that number. And you need to tell your bank that you wanted to unblock your bank account.
Well,
Do you have that?
Well, they probably won't just do that on my call.
No, you just need to tell them that you just wanted to unblock your account, but don't mention about this security that you are in a part of any investigation to catch any bank employees, or you can't tell them you know anything about these employees that somebody is trying to steal your money from the bank, something like that. Because we are about in an investigation and we have to catch this hacker. So don't mention anything to your bank where you have to call that there are some employees who are working and they are doing this, because the whole work will be get busted. We can't able to catch these hackers down if you tell them this.
You're going to ring that number and tell them to unblock my account, they'll unblock it, do you reckon?
You are the main authorized person of your bank. You have to do this by your own self.
Yeah, I will. I'll ring them up and see what they got to say.
I'm sorry?
I'll ring that number and see what they got to say. I don't think they'll just unblock it.
No, you just need to mention them that you need to unblock your internet banking. You can't able to log in into your bank. They would gonna ask you about the transaction of 9,900.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell them that, what are the conversation that you had yesterday? Could you just tell me?
Really?
I'm sorry?
I don't know what I could tell them. We were talking yesterday.
Okay, now we have found out the hackers' bank information where they are trying to steal the money.
Yeah, but I mean, how am I going to prove that?
You're not the hacker. I'm not the hacker. I can't tell you that to do these things.
I'll ring them up and see what they're going to say, but I don't think they'll unlock it for me.
You need to tell them you wanted to unblock your internet banking, okay? And they would gonna tell you that yesterday there was some fraud transfer which has been happened from your bank account. So they are looking into it and they can't able to unlock your account. Tell them it is important. I can't able to see my balances. I can't able to do anything on the internet through my online banking. So I just wanted to, unblock my internet banking. Okay, and if you cancel the transaction, you can cancel the transaction, but just unblock my internet banking. I need to log in into my bank. That's it.
I'll have a go, but I don't think they'll unblock it. Anyhow, I'll try.
You need to be confident with your words. You are not confident enough to fix them up.
I suspect I've not been wary enough, but anyhow.
Because it might be happening.
I'll give them a ring.
You might have to face the same bank employees who are helping the hackers. They would want to ask you lots of questions regarding this, just to dig out all the information. So you can't mention to them that there are some bank employees' involvement in this case. And you are in a part of any investigation. Don't mention anything to them. You just need to call on this number 133350, and they would gonna ask you some of your information. Tell them you just wanted to unblock your account. That's it.
Yeah, I'll give it a go. Okay.
All right. You call them up and talk to them and unblock your account, then I'll call you back after some time.
Yeah, right, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.